I always like to give my guests a showbiz introduction.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Alan Mason, who's a volunteer and the organiser of the Classic Car and Bike Festival, which is happening on the 20th of September at between 10 and 4 o'clock at the Ford Motor Company. So thanks very much for coming in. We're going to be talking about all the events and everything that's going on. It's got cars and bikes and all sorts of markets and stuff. We'll talk about, first of all, St Francis Hospice. You're a volunteer and you organise this event, which is absolutely huge, and you had 3,000 to 4,000 people there last year. How did you get involved with St Francis Hospice?
I got involved, first of all, I suppose like a lot of people do, when my partner was diagnosed with terminal cancer. And the support and the help that I got from the hospice was second to none. It was amazingly good. I suppose I made a commitment in my head to say I want to do some work to help the hospice. And it took me a couple of years to do that, but probably 6 years ago now I started working or volunteering in their education department because I thought I had some skills they could use. Thoroughly enjoyed it. And I suppose about 4 years ago, I like to think this was over a pint in a pub, but I think it was over a cup of tea with my brother. We sort of said, actually, we ought to organise a car show. And, you know, how do we go about it? We had lots of ideas. And I suppose I'm a person who likes to go and do things rather than just talk about them. So we said, right, we're going to do it in whatever it was, 3-4 years ago. And thought it would be fairly small scale, but it went quite well. And has just grown and grown from there. So this is year four, and we hope to do really well from it.
Are you a petrol head?
I am a bit of a petrol head, but I think what we like about the show is it's got lots of other elements as well. So there will be live music, there will be the kids' entertainment, there will be the vintage market. So we hope it appeals to everybody. And the feedback we've got is we hope to create a good atmosphere there that people want to come and enjoy themselves.
And as I said, as you said, you've got live music from the Retrobates, been my guest in the studio. You've also got local singer Nicola Peach as well. You've got food and drink. There'll be the vintage market. Tell us about a little bit about the vintage market, just in case, because it's not always men that go, I love cars. Sometimes it's women that say, I like the cars and I want to bring my children. But, you know, what can they do? And, you know.
And I think all credit to the events team at the hospice who pulled together the vintage market more than I have. But last year it was really popular, and there were stalls selling, you know, vintage dresses, vintage handbags, homeware, all sorts of things. Really went down well with everybody, and there'll be probably more stalls this year selling things that people will probably reminisce about first of all, but hopefully will buy as well and think, oh yes, I remember that. So that was a really big part of it, as well as the children's entertainment and the live music.
Now, is this actually on grass? Is it accessible for people in wheelchairs?
It is. We've got some disabled parking very close by, so if anybody's got a particular need there, just tell us when they arrive on site. The good news is that it's on tarmac.
Excellent.
So effectively we use one of Ford's car parks. I mean, Ford very generously give us the Dunton site, so we use their car park, and we're using a little bit of their test track for some of the club parking this year. So we hope it's wheelchair friendly. There's a slight slope on the main display area. There'll be disabled toilets in both the main Ford building and on the site. So we hope it's accessible for everyone.
Oh, that'd be absolutely, because I might come down with my mum, and she's in a wheelchair, because I go out a lot with my mum and she is in a wheelchair. And obviously, when I took her over to, there was the Shenfield Strawberry Fair. Luckily, it just lit a little bit of rain, but the thing was, as we got there, she went, I don't think my wheelchair, and I went, don't worry, mum. And it was a little bit like dum, 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 because it was bouncing,
yeah.
But she was in a wheelchair with slightly wider wheels than normal. Otherwise, I think she'd have been thrown out. So that's good news if you're going there with anybody who's in a wheelchair, because sometimes you miss out on being able to go to events like this because you can't get the wheelchair over the ground.
Yeah. And we try and lay it out so there's room between all the cars so you can get to them. So we'd love to see as many people as possible, and we'd love to see your mum there, Michelle.
Is she? You don't know. You've not seen her. She don't smile very much. Lovely lady, but we both got that kind of frown. We always look really miserable. With the cars, how many cars have you got being, and what sort of cars? Can you give us a clue of what's going to be there?
I mean, what's a classic car? We tend to look at it as sort of 20 years old or more, but actually there are so many people want to show off more modern cars that we have a category which is less than 20 years old, which we call future classics. So we'll have lots of Ford Focuses. We've got a Jaguar F-Type. I've just heard this morning, I think we've got from Ford a brand new right-hand drive Ford Mustang, which for the petrol heads there will know there's apparently three in the country or something at the moment. So there will be a huge range of cars there. Last year we had about 400 classic cars and bikes on display. And this year the entries we've got beforehand are at a record level, so we expect even more than that. We have closed people pre-booking, but people, if you have got a classic car or a bike and you want to come along and display it, particularly as the weather forecast looking good for Sunday, it's looking dry, so that's good. You can just turn up on the day, pay your money at the gate. You need to be there by between 8:30 and 9:30. It opens to the public at 10 o'clock, but if you can get there between 8:30 and 9:30, while the space available in the main classic car display area, you can just turn up on the day, and we'd love to see you. And already I know we've got people who are saying, committing to say, yes, we'll be there on Sunday.
And what time have you got to get there on Sunday?
I'll probably be there about 6:30. And we'll be putting signs up on the roundabout. And if you're going to the boot sale, which is opposite, you might see us banging signs into the ground.
Right.
Not right. I'm suggesting you go to boot sale.
No. Well, do you know what? I'd like to do a boot sale, but I'm always a bit worried. And also because I might think that, you know, you've got to drag stuff. I just couldn't do it. I don't think anyone would buy anything I've got, to be honest. It's a bit of a shame.
You never know.
Well, you never know. I was digging out the garage the other day and found some bits. I thought, you know, might be worth it. I want to find something that's worth about £10 million. That's a problem, Alan. It never happens. So how much did you raise last year?
We've increased the amount we raised every year so far. We're fortunate and say the weather's been good every year. It looks like it will be good this year. Last year we raised just over £22,000, which we were blown away by. It was a fantastic amount, and thanks to the generosity of all the people who came along and bought their raffle tickets and bought their cups of tea from us. It really was a huge event, and we were delighted to raise that sort of amount.
And just to give people an idea, you go, oh, that's a huge amount of money. When you realise how much money it is to actually run the hospice, and it's not just the work of, we obviously, we both got a connection with St Francis Hospice, it's not just the money for the people who are actually in the hospice, it's actually the people that come out and look after people who are not in the hospice.
Yeah, I think, I'm sure you know the figures, and a lot of your listeners probably do, but about 85% of people they look after are looked after in their own homes. The community services, whether it's nursing services, complementary therapies, various things like that. And it does cost a lot of money, and the figure I think is, you know, there's a bit comes from the NHS, but there's about £7 million needs to be raised every year from local community events like this, from local people doing things, that's a huge task to raise that amount of money, and we hope that events like this will really help.
And what's the next big event you've got coming up?
That's a good point. After this one, I was at Goodwood last weekend, but there's probably another Goodwood event coming up in the autumn. But that'll be one to go for.
So
the car I'm bringing to Dunton, I have to say, is not good if the weather's not great, as it hasn't got a windscreen or a hood.
Oh, right. I can't think of what that is. I thought it's something with horses.
In fact, it's on. If you've got a flyer on the website, it's actually on the flyer or the website.
Right. And is that the lion?
Yes, Frankie the mascot will be there. He'll be quite active, actually. He loves having his photo taken with everybody. In fact, he's trying to do a Stig impression on the flyer with his white crash helmet. But we've got a lot of local businesses who support the trophies which we award at the end of the day. Some of the local businessmen and women like to present the prize themselves. Others are a bit more shy and they like Frankie to do it for them. So Frankie will be there with the photographer, with the awards he's handing out.
Now, if you want to find out more, you can go and have a look at the website, which I'll give you in a second, but it's on Sunday the 20th of September. You turn up at 10 o'clock. It's £5 to get in. Children under 12 get in for free, and it's Frankie's Classic Car Festival and Family Fun Day. There's also going to be bikes there as well. It's the Ford Motor Company at Dunton Technical Centre, which is in Dunton in Langdon, and you've got the fashion accessories, you've got the vintage market, homeware, food and drink, live music as well from the Retro Bates, who are a fantastic band we've had in the studio, and a local singer Nicola Peach, and it also includes judging, as Alan said, for cars 20 years old or more, and that will be at the end. You've got the supercar paddock for future classics, and motoring themed stalls as well, so it's something for everybody.
Yeah, sure. And say, if you want to come along and watch, just turn up on the day anytime after 10 o'clock. It is at Ford Motor Company Dunton Technical Centre, as you say. It's easy to find. Just take the Dunton Lane and turn off of the A127. You'll see all the signs there. Just head for the Ford, signs, and we'd love to see you anytime after 10. If you've got a classic car or a bike and you haven't booked in, be there before 10, and we'd love to see you as well.
Lovely. Really nice to see you, Alan. Thanks very much for coming in.
Yeah, and it all raises money, as you say, for St Francis Hospital.
And hope to see it. And hopefully it'll go through. You'll get even more this year.
Yeah.
And there was 3,000 to 4,000 people last year?
Yes, there were.
So there you go. And you can stay for a couple of hours. You can stay for the whole day. And, you know, and you can bring children as well.
Absolutely.
So it's a good day. If you've got a couple of children and they're under the age of 12, it's a really good value day as well, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Lovely. Right, 11:40. Here is local singer Lauren Creswell, who is my guest.